You're listening to Nonprofit Unplugged with your host, the number one nonprofit lady, Shakira Relaford. This show teaches you how to start and grow your nonprofit with ease. Simply put, this is Nonprofit Made Easy.
What's up, fam? It's your number one nonprofit lady, Shakira. And I have a little story to tell you. It's so funny. Before I get into it, I just was thinking a moment ago about how fun God is when he wants to be intentional with us, and he loves to just throw everything back in our face, not like in a condescending way, but just a reminder of what direction we need to go. And I just had to stop and just say, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. And how funny it is, because earlier this year, I did a grant writing workshop. I didn't host it. I took the workshop. Another consulting firm hosted it. I have known of their work for a while, and I had been in access to them in the past, especially when I was brand new into the grant writing space. And so they were hosting a workshop earlier this year. I want to say January or February, and I went. And I was really impressed because they took a different approach, which is not anything that's new, but it's becoming popular. And that is the technique of storytelling, using the art of storytelling in your grant writing. And the workshop was great. I mean, I literally jot down so many notes, and I took those notes and I shared those notes with another colleague who has a nonprofit. And this colleague in particular has a handful of nonprofits or different projects that he is doing within one or two of his nonprofit spaces. So anywho, long story short, I shared the information with him, and he went on to take that information and not only utilize the information, but he secured not one, but two grants this year, back to back, actually, with the information that he had. And so I was grateful. I was excited for him, actually, that he was able to do that. And so we are going to fast forward to last week. And I was sitting at work at my desk, minding my own business. And I was jotting down some notes as it pertained to fundraising and getting some updated data with in regards to our fundraising event. And as I was doing that, I was sitting down with my secretary, and she handed me a manual, and it's a marketing manual because we use this company for their marketing tools and products. And so the magazine is called Marketing Insider, and it really was talking about how direct mail is a critical ingredient when it comes to business promotion, but more specifically in the nonprofit space, which I thought, whoa, that was pretty crazy, because we just did an episode last week talking about offline marketing strategies with my friend Tiff. And so within that magazine, there's other articles. And one of those articles was about how to really use the art of storytelling to tell your data. And I thought, whoa, like that's really cool too, because we do use a lot of data. We as grant writers, we use a lot of data when we are writing grants. Most of our grants involve research, of course, data analysis, and we have to showcase that, because especially federal grants. And so anyway, I was reading through it, and my mentor earlier and later in that week, last week, stopped me and said, you should really start to prepare to create a grant writing course. And I'm like, yo, I can really do that. And here's what I've done, yada, yada, yada. Okay. But I want to really hone in on not just telling your story, not just the storytelling component of writing your grant, but what exact story do you tell? And so I thought this is a good episode to really talk through the strategy, because what I have seen also is you have a lot of people, grant writers more specifically, who are out there and they are running with this idea. You have to be able to tell your story. Use storytelling. Storytelling is literally bar none so effective that I mean, it's hard not to be engaged with that story and give or be compelled to partner in some way, shape, form, or fashion with an organization, right? Who uses it? I coach other nonprofits when it comes to fundraising, how to do the same. I use the same techniques that I do when I'm writing my grant as I do when it comes to fundraising. And I thought, well, I don't just focus on the storytelling, right? Here's why. Number one, when you choose to use the art of storytelling, there is a lot of information that is pertinent to your story that ends up getting lost in the shuffle, or it actually doesn't even make it into the grant altogether. So let me break it down. When you're writing a grant and you are hearing or getting information about, hey, you got to use the art of storytelling to write your grant to make it more effective, those individuals aren't wrong. But what those individuals don't tell you is exactly what story you need to focus on. Too many times I've seen as a grant reviewer, people submit applications, their actual grant applications in, and although they use the art of storytelling, and yes, their story is very compelling, they don't tell the right story. Or I don't get the full information, the full piece of the pie of what their story is. They focus a lot on writing about themselves as far as the organization and what the organization has done, what it needs to do, but they leave out the most key ingredient in the whole storytelling process, and that is their data. And I know you're like, what? What are you talking about, woman? Okay, hear me out. As a grant writer and a grant reviewer, we are supposed to do research to back up our facts or opinions or whatever. We don't get right opinions in grants. However, I've seen it done where someone has written in a strong claim, but they've had the facts or the data to support that claim. And so your investors, think about this as Shark Tank. If this was Shark Tank, you have the judges essentially as the stakeholders, the investors. And let's say we are the business owners presenting our pitch to those investors. Your grant application is the pitch to those Shark Tank investors. They need to know, and if you ever watch the show and are a big fan like me, you have seen where someone gets up there with a brilliant idea and you know they deserve to make it, right? And get invested, but they don't. They fall short. And have you paid attention to where they fall short at? Uh-huh. It's their numbers. And a lot of people will say this show may be rigged, or this is just one big numbers game. And it really is a big numbers game. Same rules apply when it comes to writing your grants and providing the data. And I have mentioned that in my workbook. If you haven't downloaded it, go to nonprofitunplug.com and download that workbook. And in there, I have a section where you do your needs assessment within there. And it's really key and important, because that information that you're going to need is going to be crucial to your grant application. Yes, it may seem tedious and time consuming, but presenting data is going to be the key ticket, honestly, from your application scoring below average to way above average. And how you highlight your data is going to take you from being almost funded to guaranteed funded, like that, like a snap. Just like the contestants on Shark Tank, they go, they share their idea, they demonstrate, and it's beautiful, right? Let's say they come up with some really witty inventions and it's like dope. I ain't gonna even lie. Some of that stuff, I'm like, man, I should have thought of this like 20 years ago. I could be so rich right now. But some of these people don't ever get invested, or the investors don't want to take a chance because their data doesn't hold up to their product and their business. And that is one thing that we have to be mindful of as we are writing our grant application is our data. Your data in your grant gives your investors a clear answer to the solution and, in essence, why you need the funding. And it does help to bring the story to life. Storytelling makes the data more memorable. It makes it highly engaging and very persuasive. By turning your data and your stats into a story, it can be much easier to see the overall big picture and apply the why clause to your organization. So, why does this organization need the money? Why are you asking for the money? And that data helps to bring everything full circle for you. Now, turning your data into a story is far more easier said than done. I understand that. I am very well aware. It took me a few trials and errors too to figure out exactly how to do it. But I want to share with you a couple of strategies that I totally agree with this Marketing Insider magazine, but I'm going to put my own spin on it. I totally agree that these pointers that I'm going to share with you will definitely help to paint the picture of your organization with the use of data and really help you break down exactly how you can maintain a level of clarity and make your story more concise and engaging. Okay, so tip number one, deciding which data is important is going to be really beneficial to your grant application. So, for example, I wrote a grant and we didn't get the grant, and that's totally fine. No, we all don't win them all, right? But I helped write a grant, me and my boss and our grant writing team for work. We were writing for this grant and we built a coalition out of those who wanted to be a part. We did a partnership with, I want to say, 6 other organizations and nonprofits who would be getting a piece of the pie should we get awarded for the funds. And so we came together and we did all of the work, right? And in essence, we highlighted the data that really stuck out about youth engaging in risky behaviors. And so, yes, that was a prime highlight of the grant application. They really didn't care about the percentage or percentile within our local area of youth who are engaging in risk behaviors, more specifically, which risk behaviors they are engaging in the most. But rather, the grant application, because when we got the review back, we got our scores back and the feedback that we got, almost all of the grant reviewers were curious to know, more importantly, how was we going to make a transition? So you have youth who are engaging in these risky behaviors, and that's totally fine, but what are you going to do about it? And we didn't highlight clearly exactly how we were going to utilize us as a coalition, as a team, to help turn the youth into the right, turn them to the toward the right direction, not turn them into, but turn them towards the right direction where they need to go. So we were missing some key elements of the data. The data that we gave them was not necessarily the data they cared to see. And maybe, thinking in hindsight, if we would have presented them with the solution-based data, then we probably would have had a strong chance of getting funded. But that's okay. You learn. So you have to determine what data is going to be important. A lot of that comes from reading the rubric and reading more thoroughly what exactly they're actually looking for. Yes, we may have been able to answer the questions, but we didn't give them the right data to highlight the why. Number two, organize your points like a narrative. So consider working more chronologically when you in your grant application, especially when you need to compare previous months and quarters or previous data to each other. Okay, so depending on the type of data you determine in step one, you then have to work through and tell that story more cohesively and organize those points, structure them like a narrative. Step number three, be able to show the human side of your data. Definitely adding a success case to your story is one of the easiest ways to make a positive impression on the audience and then also remind them about the real life applications and the consequences of your data. For example, me and the grant team wrote a grant about teen pregnancy prevention. And we gave them a lot of statistics about STDs and STI epidemic over the span of the last 10 years, the harmful consequences of the STDs and STIs, and in turn, how our youth-based curriculum was going to be like essentially the saving grace to help narrow or curve the high numbers and reduce them drastically because of our program. And here's why. We were able to actually use a case study that we had been working on. So we had our own data that we've been collecting and to demonstrate, hey, from this year to this year, because of the students who were taking our curriculum or our classes, this is the number of students, the reduction rate, you know, which was like over like 18% compared to the average of where it was just 6 years ago. So really personalizing it and showing the humanistic side, like, hey, here's the success story of the data we have, is going to be pretty crucial to telling your data story and making it come to life. And my last tip, tip number four, be able to embrace your organization's personality. Don't be afraid to let those perspectives in the mission and the vision of your organization shine through alongside that data. If you're going to use opinions, make sure you back it up with some facts. And if it is backed up with facts, then it's not an opinion, is it? Right? And so be able to, again, connect and engage with your audience, right, through your story. And here's how you can use your data to do that. Let that be the support of your claims. Your data should be the support of your claims. Okay. So just to recap, four tips to really using data as a part of your storytelling technique when you're writing your grants. So tip number one, decide which data is going to be the most influential and important in your grant application. It is highly, highly recommended that you take your time with this step. Okay. Don't just pull data out of thin air or off Google just because it's available. Really take the time to decide what data is going to really highlight your organization and the needs of your organization. Okay. Tip number two, organize your thoughts and your points like a narrative. Don't just throw out Carfax, but like actually make that come to life. How you can do that is in step three, show the human side of your data. Give more success stories. Give more case studies that you want to use or implement or mimic even for your own organization in hopes that this success worked. And so this is why we would like the funding because of X, Y, and Z. And then tip four, embrace the personality of your organization. And the personality of your organization is you're going to be your mission and your vision. Remember earlier, we've been working through how to create an effective mission statement and a vision statement and how you have to work through that vision more regularly. I know my job, the nonprofit that I work for, we do review our vision every year, every fiscal year. We review it and then we may have some aha moments and some takeaways or things we want to improve. We'll keep it, but and then improve in this area this way. So those are my four tips. And I know this whole topic, especially in, as it applies to grant writing, seems so overwhelming at times because you don't want to mess up. Everyone's end goal is to get funded. However, sometimes it can feel defeating when you have tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and you've written so many different grants for so many different things and you just didn't get it. You just kept getting those rejection letters. Those rejection letters are hard. And I want to encourage you to don't stop. Keep going. Find a way to take those rejection letters and let's turn them into improvement. And one way to do that is to sit down with someone who is well-versed in the grant writing space, who can walk you through how to improve in your writing. Because I don't want you to just get into the mundane day-to-day of, oh, I'm going to avoid it altogether because it's hard and I'll just pay someone to do it and I never have to worry about it. Well, that could be true and that is an easier option, but what are you gaining from the experience? And so I want you to not just see grant writing as a task to be put off to the side, but something that can be fun and rewarding and something that you can be proud of because of that. So if after this episode and all of this information seemed to just go way over your head and completely overwhelming and still a little frustrating, please secure your spot. I am having a grant writing workshop. It is 8 weeks and those 8 weeks are broken down into twice a month meetings. And what we do is I walk you through step by step exactly how to research the right grant for you that you qualify for so you can eliminate the frustration of those rejection letters and make those less and less frequent or pretty much non-existent, right? I also walk you through structuring your grant application as you're writing and helping you understand how to successfully get through the process of grant writing. And in turn, even after you have been awarded, what are the next steps for sustainability? I want to teach you all of that. You don't just need to master grant writing. You need to master the technique that causes people to get grants. I am going to teach you in our master grant writing class or workshop exactly how to turn your data into a beautiful narrative that is engaging, that is measurable, and that gets results. Secure your spot at www.mastergrantwriting.com. Be sure you put in the www, otherwise it won't pop up. But secure your spot. We're going to have a monthly subscription fee for the workshop, totally affordable, but I have used these exact techniques to help secure nearly $450,000 in grant funding. So these techniques work, and I want to teach you exactly how to make it work for you and for your organization. So please go to www.mastergrantwriting.com to secure your spot in the workshop. We are going to be starting the first Monday in December. All of the workshops are going to be the first and third Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Zoom. And the first workshop is kicking off on the 6th, December the 6th at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go secure your spot and I will meet you there. Until then, you know where to find me at Shakira Relaford on Facebook and at Nonprofit, capital UNPLU, number one on Twitter. And if you haven't yet downloaded the free workbook on how to start and scale your nonprofit organization, Go to nonprofitunplugged.com and snag a copy right now, and or snag a copy for your friend and share the content. If you love what you're hearing, definitely drop some beautiful comments down and give me a wonderful rating. I totally appreciate all of your comments and your generosity. And I am so open to improving any way I can. As always, stay encouraged, and I can't wait to see you on top.
You've been listening to Nonprofit Unplugged. Please rate and comment this show for more amazing content.